Have you ever wondered why some people find it so easy to manifest and you're just really struggling? Have you ever wondered what other people are really thinking when they are manifesting so that you could just get inside their head and think exactly the same thoughts as them? Well, I have been observing my thoughts for a long time now. So when I am in the process of manifestation, I am very aware of what my thoughts are and I notice which manifestations appear very, very quickly. Some appear almost instantly. So I know what my thoughts are when I am successfully manifesting. So I thought it would be really useful if I shared my exact thought process with you so that you could think exactly the same thoughts when you're trying to manifest. Now I'm going to share an example with you, and this example is going to be a manifestation for something quick when you're out and about and you don't have time to write things down, you don't have time to really come up with a scene for a reverse memory. This is not a big manifestation, this is a small manifestation. This is something quick, it's instant, you want it now. But my thought process, it can also be applied to big manifestations. Things are only big or small because we have determined that they are big or small. If you can use this thought process for small things, you can use it equally as well for big things. It's just that we have so much desperation around big things that we struggle to be as, you know, quick and simple and snappy with our big manifestations, and we tend to block our big manifestations with contradicting thoughts. So often when it comes to the big manifestation, the problem isn't that you haven't activated the manifestation. The problem is that you activated the manifestation, but then you blocked the manifestation by thinking contradictory thoughts. So if this is you, then go and watch one of my other videos called How to Destroy Contrary and Obsessive Thoughts Completely with Manifestation. I also have another video all about the hierarchy of belief, which will also help you to overcome your negative thoughts. So let me share my thought process with you about how I manifest. So say, for example, I'm out of the house and I get a text message from my husband and he says, "Can you please pray for me? I'm running late for my train. I don't want to miss my train." So this is exactly what I think in my mind. I imagine getting a text message from my husband and it simply says, "Yay, I got the train. Thank you so much for your prayers." And then I think to myself, "Oh, thank goodness. Yay, he got the train." And that's it. It is that simple. I do this with parking spaces. My kids help me as well. So if we're out driving around trying to find a parking space, I say to my kids, sometimes I say this out loud to them, I say, "Yay, we found a parking space, we found a parking space." And then they all go, "Yay, we found a parking space, we found a parking space." And we do this before we found a parking space. And every time we do this, we immediately find a parking space. Even if we've driven up and down that same stretch a million times, somebody pulls out right in front of us and leaves a parking space empty and we slide right into it, even though there might be a queue of traffic behind and in front of us looking for parking spaces. It really is that simple. And the thing about manifestation is that you don't need to keep on activating your manifestation over and over again. So when we're talking about big things that we really want and we wake up in the morning and we notice in our 3D reality that our manifestation still hasn't arrived, and then we say to ourselves, "Oh, my manifestation isn't coming, it isn't working." And then what we do is we completely block the manifestation from coming. So then we do need to activate that manifestation again. We need to say to ourselves instead, once we have that negative thought, or, "Oh, manifestation's not working," you immediately need to think, "Yay, it's working, fantastic, it's working." And then just keep on doing this until you reprogram your subconscious mind. Even when it comes to manifesting something more complicated, like your perfect day, which consists of lots of different elements, numerous different things. And when I wrote down what I wanted, it filled 2 pages. But then you still use the same thought process. You just take each line, each individual item, and then you just think about that individually. "Yay, we've moved to a warmer climate. Yay, my whole family live here. Yay, I get to do the dream work that I really want to do. Yay, the money just keeps coming in. So the manifestation process is very simple. You just need to work on not blocking it, which is the most difficult thing for almost everybody. The manifestation, most people can do that very easily. Most people can imagine what they want. It's the blocking it that we need to really work on. And one thing that I find really helps when it comes to not blocking your manifestation is remembering who you are. If you believe that you are the one mind, the one universal mind, and that God is experiencing human life through you, and that you are exactly where you're supposed to be because God decided it, then you don't need to worry about not being worthy, because God decided your life and your mind is God's mind. And it's not necessarily the thoughts, those are just an experience that God is having. So your thoughts are not your mind. Your mind is God's mind, but your thoughts are just a human experience. They'll be gone soon. Have you ever tried to really control your thoughts? You might discover that you don't really have control over your thoughts. And if you don't have control over your thoughts, then how can you have free will? And that's why I believe that we don't have free will as a human, but that our mind decides. And the mind is not the thought. The mind is the mind of God. The mind has already decided our own human desires. So we just need to go with them, because they've already been given to us by the mind, the one universal mind, which is also our mind. Our mind has already decided what we desire. We just need to say, yes, I'm having that. Thank you. I will look forward to that. And when it comes, I will enjoy it. I wonder when it's going to come. Just be relaxed. It's on its way. And if you really want to know if your manifestation is truly working and it has been activated and it's not been blocked, then go and watch my video called How to Know If Your Manifestation Is Working Right Now. And that will pop up on the screen just now. I also have a mini course in the comments below showing you how to manifest your perfect day. And I would love it if you would like this video so that more people can find it. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.